For decades, the taconite mines in the Mesabi Iron Range helped feed the blast furnaces of the country's steel industries. The oldest is the LTV Steel Mining's plant at Hoyt Lakes. LTV company president Richard Hipple says problems caused by the facility's age and the declining quality of the ore feeding the plant is forcing the closure.
The core part of the process, the pellet plant, is based on obsolete shaft furnace technology versus the modern straight gate, grate, and kiln technology. Additionally, the quality of the ore body has steadily declined and has a high level of impurities. The net result is a very high cost operation which produces low quality pellets.
Hipple says the company would have to invest $500 million in the short term to make the mine only partially competitive again. He says the company will stop its stripping operations this Sunday and will lay off the first round of 120 workers by the end of August. He says all 1,400 workers will lose their jobs by the middle of next year. Officials say the impact on the city of Hoyt Lakes, which has a population of about 2,000, is substantial. Hipple estimates the average wage at the plant is about $60,000 a year, and northeastern Minnesota's economy relies on the four T's: tourism, timber, transportation by way of shipping, and taconite. And Hoyt Lakes City Clerk Richard Bradford says losing one of those four T's is shocking to the city.
To have an employer of this magnitude that the city and our residents so heavily depend on is obviously quite disturbing, and it will have a lot of repercussions in a lot of different areas.
Bradford says those areas include the tax base, which LTV is a major contributor. He wouldn't even estimate the potential losses. He says city and state officials were caught off guard by the news, but will work to find another industry to replace LTV. State Senator Doug Johnson represents the Hoyt Lakes community. He says he'll encourage Governor Ventura to create a public-private partnership to keep the mine running. He's also looking to see if the community can dip into the state's 2002 fund, an $80 million reserve earmarked in the late 70s to assist mining communities as they grow older. Johnson says he'll start working with other officials to make sure the community is on solid ground in a couple of days, once he deals with the initial shock that the mine is closing.
The workers in the taconite and iron ore mines helped fight two world wars. The steel that was used in major wars that kept freedom for our country, those workers have to be thanked, and it seems like they're certainly not getting that kind of thanks as they lose their jobs in mining and in producing the steel.
And those workers are placing part of the blame on the federal government. During NPR's program Midday, District 11 Steelworkers Union Director David Foster says there's a direct connection between the plant's closure and the federal government's push for global trade. He says countries in South America, Eastern Europe, and Asia are exploiting workers. And he says the countries are also selling steel in the United States at below production cost prices. Foster says the closure comes at an ironic time, since Congress is voting on normalizing trade with China, a measure his organization opposes.
So the fact that the PNTR vote is taking place today drives home to me the fact that more and more industrial jobs in this country, in places that once seemed as unlikely as Minnesota's Iron Range, are directly at risk if we continue down the path of having trade agreements that do not take into account enforceable labor, environmental, and health and safety standards.
Foster says the union is working with LTV and Cleveland-Cliffs, a management services agency, to seek other uses for the LTV mine, including processing copper and nickel. But he says any decision will be years down the road. Late this afternoon, Governor Jesse Ventura said he was surprised and saddened by the LTV news, but respects that businesses must make decisions. difficult decisions. The governor says he plans to meet with LTV's Richard Hipple, the IRRB's John Swift, and Trade and Economic Commissioner Jerry Carlson this evening. Officials at LTV say they'll shift their taconite operation to the North Stone Mining Company in Silver Bay and another plant in Michigan, where the quality of the taconite is higher. During his press conference, Hipple stressed the closure was not the result of what he called a people problem. LTV will offer preferential hiring at its other Midwestern plants to the laid-off workers. How many will be interested in relocating is unclear. I'm Tom Scheck, Minnesota Public Radio.